Evers toured work on a busy thoroughfare where Superior Water, Light, and Power and the city have been working to replace lead pipes. The governor recently signed a GOP bill that allows the utility to access forgivable loans for that work. State law had previously barred the private utility from accessing those funds. Now it can apply just like any other community. Under a deal with the utility, the city will also have more control over projects to replace customer-owned lead lines. Evers says no one wants kids drinking water from lead pipes.
So we have to move beyond that and figure out how to make it financially reasonable as possible.
The utility's president says it's applying for almost $8 million in state loans to replace lead pipes. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.